everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And well, we're nearly there, dear listener. It's been a very long season for everyone involved, but we're nearly finished, and we're nearly at a stage where we're crowning league winners and confirming the playoff spots, as well as sadly relegation. And joining me here now to discuss last weekend's results across the Pitching In Northern Premier League, it's a big welcome back to the show now to James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are we doing?
Well, good. We're recording this show this week on Thursday. We've got Mark Carruthers joining us shortly for a fixture preview for this weekend's crucial matches, as well as the matches where everyone essentially are going to be letting their hair down this weekend. There's a few of them, but there are some important matches as well. Just to let everyone know, once again, there's no manager interviews this week. I'm not ruining it for anyone. We're just focusing on the facts, having a little fixture preview, and then we're gone. And then early next week, the monthly show returns. We will be hearing from the league winners of the Premier Division, and the Step 4 show will be back as well, and we will be talking to the winners of the Midlands, the West, and the East Division. But in the meantime, you're just going to have to make do with me and James talking about results. So, James, let's start by talking about the top end of the Premier Division. Not been confirmed yet, but Buxton, after Monday's results, have pretty much got one hand on the title now. Buxton 1, Matlock Town 0. At the same time, South Shields were beaten by Whitby Town at Mariners Park by 3-2. What that does is it gives Buxton a 3-point lead up at the top, and with a far superior goal difference, there's not much South Shields can do to respond now. It's more or less Buxton's league title, all but the shouting, James.
Yeah, but it's pretty much at the last moments of Wayne's World 2. I think that's the best way to reference that.
Build it and they will come. That was Wayne's World 2, wasn't it?
The last scene where Wayne's running to the church.
That was the graduate. Wasn't it? That was the graduate. Anyway, carry on.
But yeah, it's Buxton, one foot and one hand towards the trophy at the moment. The only thing that can stop him now is South Shields needing to win and Buxton to lose, swing at 11 goal. So,
for those wondering why we've not invited Steve Cunningham on the show for this week, it's still possible. So we're staying away from all the managers involved in this. But it's looking like South Shields are basically going to be hosting the playoff semi-final on Tuesday night. But who they're playing, that's a different matter entirely. And we'll be discussing that now. Whitby, they were going for the playoffs. It was a tall ask because basically it required Warrington and Scarborough to not win. Unfortunately for Whitby, Scarborough beat Morpeth Town by 3-0, and Warrington beat Witton Albion by 2-0. So it didn't matter what Whitby did. There's still a chance. Matlock Town have put a statement out this week acknowledging the 1-point deduction that they've got for fielding an ineligible player in a game earlier in the season. At time of recording, that's not been put down yet on the league website or in the league table. At this stage, we can't really comment any further on it. But as a result, the door is still open for Whitby. We talked about an 11-goal swing between South Shields and Buxton still being possible. For Whitby, it's a lot more than that. They need Bamber Bridge to get beat, and they need a 13-goal swing.
I've got it down here. So they've got an outside chance, but with Bamber Bridge needs to not beat Nantwich Town. They would then need to find 13 goals against Gainsborough. If Matlock win, then it's Whitby Town out of the running. You can't predict anything. But obviously, we've still got four sides still looking to secure their place.
Yeah, just to say, we Warrington are pretty much there. Whatever happens at the weekend, it's now a case of where they finish in the playoffs. That's because they've got a far superior goal difference to both Scarborough, Bamber Bridge, and they're out of reach of Whitby Town. So it's pretty much Warrington nailed on. I've made the playoffs. It's just a case now of where they finish. Important game for them on Saturday against Matlock. It's an important game for Matlock as well. Scarborough, they're not quite there yet. Basically, how Scarborough can not make the playoffs, if they get beat, Matlock win against Warrington, and Bamber Bridge Bamber Bridge overcome the two-goal deficit they've currently got over Scarborough. Bamber Bridge, incidentally, taking on Nantwich Town and in good form following a 1-0 win at Lancaster on Monday. All of a sudden, the stars are aligning for Bamber Bridge, and it's a bit nervy, isn't it, for Scarborough and Matt Locke, because Bamber Bridge have come to the party just in time to ruin it for one of those two teams, potentially.
Scarborough, when on paper, only need a point to get the playoff spot. But again, other results going their way, even the playoffs, automatically. It's home advantage is available. All depends on the Warrington-Matt Locke game, realistically.
Yeah, Nantwich Town for Bamber Bridge this weekend. Warrington and Matlock going head-to-head at Scarborough hosting Radcliffe on Saturday. Matt Carruthers joining us shortly for a fixture preview. And should mention, Whitby Town, I've got games for Trinity. Good luck to everyone this weekend. Like I said, Matt Carruthers joining us shortly. Just to wrap up some of the other results from the weekend, FC United beating Ashton United at Hurst Cross by 3-0 on Monday. Regan Linney scoring a hat-trick there. It was a 2-2 draw between Gainsborough Trinity and Grantham Town as well in the Lincolnshire Derby on Monday. Nantwich Town beat Stafford Rangers by 2-1. And Radcliffe beat Atherton Colts by 1-0. Those are the results elsewhere. Let's talk about, finally, when it comes to the Premier Division, let's talk about the bottom end of the table and big commiserations to Witton Albion. As a result of that 2-0 defeat at Warrington, Witton, it didn't matter what Basford did at that point. Witton were already relegated. But Basford were beaten by Michelover on Monday as well by 1-0. But it doesn't matter. Witton needed to win. Tall ask. Big commiserations to Witton Albion. They'll be playing Step 4 next season. And for Basford, they are in 20th. But as we've mentioned a few times in recent weeks, the points per game total in the NPL is way above any of the other Step 3 divisions. So, Basford are safe. So, congratulations to them, James.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, Witton, we said it a couple of weeks ago, it was going to be a tall ask. I think they had to overturn 12 points, taking it to the last game and set up a massive game against Basford United. But, yeah, it just wasn't meant to be. And they were just the unlucky ones, got caught out when everyone else was starting to get the good form, really.
Yeah, well, commiserations to Witton Albion, like we said, and commiserations to Grantham too. But unfortunately, two teams after finishing the bottom two places, and we wish both clubs the best of luck in returning to Step 3 at the quickest opportunity. Now, let's talk about the teams who are looking to go from Step 4 into Step 3 next season. We already mentioned Saturday's results on Sunday's show, but Liversidge have nearly sealed the deal. Liversidge drawing 1-1 against Brighouse Town. Tough game because Brighouse have been in good form recently. But Mash United drew 2-2 at Stockton Town. That was a tough game as well. Stockton looking for home advantage in the playoff semi-finals. So as a result, it's pretty much like Buxton in the Premier for Liversidge. One hand on the trophy. They have 3 points clear up at the top heading into the final round of matches, and they've got a better goal difference. So congratulations, pretty much, we have to say, to Liversidge. And if that comes to pass on Saturday, we'll be hearing from Jonathan Rimmington on the Step 4 show out on Sunday evening. So congratulations to Liversidge, maybe.
I was quite there, yeah. Say as well, they were 3 minutes away from the title if it weren't for a Mass United equaliser. To say they had both hands on there until literally 5-5 on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, so Mass United will probably be having home advantage for the playoff semi-finals on Tuesday night. Cleethorpes almost are there when it comes to the playoff semi-finals, hosting them. Cleethorpes, a 0-0 draw against Worksop Town. Stockton getting a 2-2 draw. So it goes to the final weekend to decide who gets home advantage in the playoff semi-finals. Stockton have a better goal difference. Cleethorpes travelling to Hebburn Town, and Stockton will be travelling to Inform Brighouse Town. So there we go. Shildon, incidentally, it's now a case of, do Shildon really want to play Mass United away from home in the playoff semi-finals, or do they want to take on Cleethorpes? That's what Shildon's options are on Saturday, with a chance to leapfrog over Stockton if results go a certain way. Shildon will be taking on Frickley Athletic. And speaking of Frickley Athletic, let's touch upon the bottom end of the table, because that's not done yet. and that's going to be pretty dramatic. Commiserations to Pickering Town after this past weekend. They're now officially relegated, so commiserations to them. Frickley currently sitting second bottom, 1 point behind Sheffield, 2 points behind Lincoln United and Bridlington Town. So it goes to the final weekend, this relegation battle in the East Division. We already know the team who finishes 17th will face a relegation playoff. So Bridlington Town, they'll be taking on Dunstan. Lincoln United will be hosting the aforementioned Pickering Town. Sheffield, who currently sits 17th, they'll be travelling to Pontefract Coles, and Frickley Athletic will be travelling to Shildon, as we've mentioned already. So, big weekend to come. All we can say is a big good luck to Bridlington, Lincoln United, Sheffield and Frickley Athletic on Saturday. So there we are. Let's just touch upon the West Division and how that shapes up heading into the final weekend of matches. Warrington Rylands, a 1-0 win for them at 1874 Northwich. At the same time, Workington beat Kendal Town in the Cumbrian Derby by 2-0. So the title race goes to the final weekend, where Workington will be travelling to Market Drayton, Warrington Rylands hosting Bootle. 1 point between the two teams. Workington, their goal difference isn't great, so essentially they have to win. A draw isn't going to be good enough for Workington on Saturday. So that's the title race. When it comes to the playoff picture, it's already been confirmed, but the other three teams will be Marine, Leek and Runcorn Linnets. However, Runcorn Linnets, out of nowhere, have got the opportunity now to host the playoff semi-finals if results go a certain way. Runcorn Linnets, a 1-0 win at Prescott Cables on Monday. At the same time, Bootle beat Marine by 2-0, and Leek Town drew 0-0 with Kidsgrove Athletic in the Staffordshire Derby. So, it's all to play for. I'm not even going to bother with telling you who needs to do what. Just win, especially if you're Runcorn Linnets. Runcorn Linnets are hosting Cone. Marine are hosting Leek Town.
Oh. Well, it takes Runcorn to get through it as a draw pretty much straight away there.
Yeah, they want to draw and Runcorn Linnets to win. At that point, it will be an incredible story, because Runcorn Linnets really, a couple of weeks ago, weren't even thinking, I don't think, about hosting that playoff semi-final. It's been... I think they have to thank Clitheroe for that, because Clitheroe pushed them all the way, didn't they, for that final player spot.
Yeah. They pretty much came from like 10th, 11th from December to get into that situation. So I think they might have had a 10-game unbeaten streak and took advantage again at the same time. Marine dropping points, Mosley and Trafford. Just a quick word of warning to Warrington and Workington as well. You might not want to hear me on Saturday coming up with this.
Is that the runners-up trophy?
With me next to me, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. If you see James in the Alan Allcopter flying overhead with the runners-up trophy, then, yeah.
Sorry.
Right. Just to touch upon the bottom end of the table, obviously Kendal and Market Drayton have already been relegated, but the race to avoid a playoff is still on. That's right, isn't it, in the West?
Normally I would say yes, but as of Monday... the team who finishes in the 18th place will actually be top of the points game table themselves.
Right.
So I'll be announced on the Sunday on who's going to be playing who, but it's very likely the team who finishes 18th will avoid it. But again, it's still a massive permutation fight which will be going on.
Yeah. So let's just say at the minute it's looking good, but to seal the deal, Prescott Cables are travelling to City of Liverpool. A win would be handy, to say the least. Newcastle Town, who are currently in 17th, on the same number of points as Prescott Cables, but we have a better goal difference. Newcastle will be travelling to Trafford. Glossop North End, who are 1 point ahead of Prescott Cables and Newcastle Town. Glossop North End will be travelling to Kidsgrove Athletic. And that's pretty much it at this point. It would be asking a lot for Ramsbottom United to get dragged into it. Have they got a better goal difference? But Rami will be travelling to Clitheroe on Saturday. That's the West Division as things stand. Finally, the Midlands Division. well, one of three teams can win the title heading into the final weekend. So, wow. How this is all looking heading into the final weekend. Ilkeston currently top of the pile on 84 points with a decent goal difference. Ilkeston lost, though, on Monday by 4-2 at home to Shepshed Dynamo, leaving the door slightly ajar for the chasing pack. Could Chasetown capitalise? Not fully. They drew 1-1 against Sporting Kalsa. So the gap between those two teams now at Ilkeston and Chasetown is 2 points. So Chasetown basically have to win this weekend and hope that Ilkeston don't draw. That's because Ilkeston have a better goal difference. However, speaking of goal differences, let's talk about Stamford in third, because there is a permutation which sees Stamford as champions on Saturday. Stamford with a 3-0 win at Yaxley. At the minute, Stamford have got a better goal difference than Ilkeston. So yeah, it's quite phenomenal what's happened here. We interviewed Graham Drury, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago, and he not ruled out a run at the title. He basically said Ilkeston, Hillsdale and Chasetown know that Stamford are up for the fight. Well, they certainly know now, yeah, as we head towards Saturday. Here's the final games for the league title on Saturday. Ilkeston travelling to Wisbeach Town. Chasetown will be travelling to Spalding United. And Stamford, the only team in the title race with a home game. It's a tough home game, though. They're hosting at Carlton Town. Now, a penny for the thoughts of Hills Owen, by the way, who are just looking forward to a nice weekend. Hills Owen can still get home advantage for the playoff semi-final. And as a result, maybe the playoff final as well. Hills Owen with a 1-1 draw with Sutton Coldfield on Monday. They're in fourth place, 2 points behind Chasetown as things stand. So if results go a certain way, they can finish second in the league table. Going back to Carlton Town, though, they're 2 points behind Belper Town after Monday's results. Carlton Town, they're on it, aren't they? They beat Spalding United by 4-0. At the same time, Belper Town beat Loughborough Dynamo by 2-1. So it goes down to the final weekend to decide who finishes in that final playoff spot. Belper Town hosting Corby Town on Saturday and Carlton Town travelling to Stamford. You've got to say Carlton Town have got the tougher of the two games, with Stamford smelling the title potentially. But Carlton Town have been, they're such a good run that they've been on. Who knows? Good luck to everyone. Wow, the Midlands division serving up a treat with the top six all having something to play for this weekend. It's quite incredible, isn't it, James?
It is indeed. I mean, I don't begrudge the officials who are going to be sat in the middle of anywhere waiting for all four results and both trophies, because they could be anywhere in that Midlands area come 5:30 on Saturday. I think the big focus on the day is going to be there, Stamford v Carlton.
Yeah, it's just an incredible final afternoon up at the top end of the Midlands. And like I said, big good luck to Ilkeston, Chasetown, Stamford, Hills Owen, Belper and Carlton. I mean, incredible. And congratulations at the same time, because it's been a long season, and to serve up something like this right at the end is incredible, really. Right, just to touch upon the bottom end of the table, there was a chance last week that Wisbeach could get out of it. However, the results haven't gone their way over the weekend. So commiserations to Wisbeach Town. And we already offered our commiserations to Sometown Rangers. But just to confirm, those two have been relegated this season. For Histon, it's definitely going to be a playoff for them. A big good luck to Histon. Is it next Saturday, those playoffs?
Yeah. Saturday the 30th. Both sides can elect to play on Friday or Sunday once we all find out who's playing who. Right. Sides that are available to play at this moment in time from the Step 5 are Skelmersdale, Concerts, Eccles Hall, and there's a team, the United Counties, I can't remember the name off the top of my head at the moment, but how that'll work is it's basically it'll be regionalised, and then the team with the best points per game in Step 4 will play the worst at Step 5 and so on. All the Step 4 teams will be hosting, and then obviously it's 90 minutes extra time and penalties to decide it if it comes to all that.
And just to be clear, because we need to be fair, really, we're not going to be interviewing any managers ahead of those playoffs, because that's really important stuff, isn't it? So I'm not getting involved. But big good luck to everyone who has to play in those playoffs at the end of the season. But we will cover the fixtures off when we know more next week. But James, that's it for this bit of the show. We are going to be joined by Matt Carruthers in a second. I think he was at Liversidge's match up at Mask. So we'll have a chat. Yeah. We'll have a chat with him about that in a second as well. But he's generally here to talk about the fixtures for this weekend back in the Premier Division. So James, just before we go, Just a reminder to everyone, the monthly show will be back probably on Sunday night, Monday morning, featuring an interview with the champions of the Premier Division, as well as a preview for the playoff semi-finals. And we're also going to have a Step 4 show as well, where we'll be hearing from whoever wins the Midlands Division, as well as the East Division and the West Division as well. So look out for that on Monday. But James, just before you go, just a quick plug for all the social media channels for a busy weekend to come across the Northern Premier League.
Yeah, so for Saturday, the Twitter page, Northern Premier League, is going to be the place to basically follow everything. We're giving the page over to football web pages. So every game that's got the title match involved or a major playoff match, everything that happens is getting tweeted out. For the teams in playoff contention that and the relegation fights in the East, it'll be live updates, with goals and half-time, full-times. So, yeah, we're going all full soccer Saturday with it. And for the other social media, it's Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. It's Official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up again when it's all been finished on Saturday. Big thank you for joining us. Have a lovely weekend.
Same to you, Ben. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week, but it's now time to gaze into the future, and joining me to preview the last weekend of the regular season, it's a big welcome back to the show now to North East football writer. It's Mr. Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I'm experiencing some end of season fatigue. It feels like it's been a long season now, but the finishing line is in sight just about.
Yes, it really is. And I know after speaking to a few managers, they're in the same boat. They cannot wait for the season to end, because it has been a long season. But here we are, and we've got stuff to play for this weekend. Not as much as we might have thought last week, but there's still some important games. The first thing we have to discuss, Mark, being a North East football journalist, is South Shields and the situation as we head towards the last round of fixtures. It'd be something for Buxton now not to be crowned champions. Buxton travelling to Stalybridge Celtic, South Shields travelling to Grantham Town, 3 points the gap, but Buxton have got a far superior goal difference. So it's the playoffs for South Shields. The good news is, well, I say that actually, I was about to say the good news is the home form's been pretty good, but then they got beat at home to Whitby last week, didn't they? But do you reckon they had an inkling it was going to be the playoffs anyway after how results have gone in the last few rounds of fixtures in the league?
I mean, look, it doesn't take a genius to work out where the faults have been at South Shields. It's that away form, which is, you know, there's no other way to describe it other than absolutely horrific, barring that one win against FC United. But apart from that, they just couldn't pick up wins on the road. So, yes, the kind of mood music coming out of the club does seem to suggest that they have had already sort of relegated themselves to the playoffs. But I think the Whitby game maybe just gives them a bit of a chance to reset. You know, it shows them that they're not unbeatable at home, and they will need to sort of whoever they play, because let's be honest, it's going to be a really tough playoff semi-final and final if they get through, no matter who they play, because it's a really strong looking four, even if someone wants to sneak in, which I'm sure we'll talk about. I'm not going to say South Shields have to go up. I don't think that is the case. I was talking to someone about that earlier on today, but I certainly think for their plan, you know, for the long-term plan that they've got, another year in the NPL wouldn't be helpful by any stretch. So, but I would make them favourites to go up if and when they're in the playoffs.
Now, just to let everyone know, we've not got Buxton on the show this week, even though they are champions-elect, because it's not been officially confirmed yet, and that'd be terrible broadcasting, wouldn't it? But we probably will hear from Steve Cunningham on the monthly show, which should be out on Monday early next week. So,
what I should say is, you know, I've been on here sort of 4 or 5 times during the season, and I think most times I've said that I thought South Shields would win the league and that they would overhaul Buxton when Buxton went ahead. Massive credit to Buxton. They've been unbelievable this season. And, you know, going into the final game, it's only 6 defeats in 41 league games is an absolutely incredible record. And that defensive record as well, just massive credit to everyone at the club. They are, I'll say it, and I know you can't, but I will. They are worthy champions. Most goals scored. I think they've got the second best defensive record. Only Matlock have conceded fewer goals. Least amount of defeats. It's just an incredible record, and they deserve massive credit for it. And I think what I would say is I think Steve Cunningham has has strengthened well. He's strengthened at the right times. You know, he did lose a couple of key players at times through injury, but we've got through those tricky little periods well. So, as I say, I think they are worthy champions.
Now, let's discuss who South Shields will be playing in the playoffs, potentially, next week. Now, South Shields definitely got home advantage. Warrington, because of the goal difference, no one's catching them either when it comes to knocking them out of the playoffs. It's just a case of where Warrington are going to finish in the playoffs. Now, Warrington, it's a huge game, this. They're travelling to Matlock Town. Heading into this game, Matlock have they put a statement out confirming their one-point deduction that they've got. That, unfortunately, our league tables haven't been updated with that information. So I'm assuming Matlock will be on 69 points heading into this weekend. That is an assumption at this stage as we record this on Thursday. Warrington are 3 points inside the playoffs. They need a win to seal home advantage for the semi-final on Tuesday, Mark. So it's a really important game. Matlock need to get this game won because Bamber Bridge do have an opportunity now to leapfrog over them. Bamber Bridge hosting Nantwich Town. Bamber Bridge's form has been tremendous, hasn't it? And what do you make of this this final permutation? We've got Scarborough incidentally taking on Radcliffe, knowing that a win for them would confirm their position in the playoffs. It would be a confirmation, though, because they're not quite there yet. Bamber Bridge have got to overturn a two-goal deficit to overtake Scarborough if Scarborough get beat this weekend. So, big weekend for these three teams, Scarborough, Matlock and Bamber Bridge, Mark.
It's really interesting because I had a chat with Matt Badcock from the non-league paper earlier this week, and we were talking about doing a piece on this exact scenario and how the playoffs will look come sort of 5 o'clock Saturday. And we were looking through the fixtures, and then I can't explain this other than maybe a little bit of ignorance, but all of a sudden came to my mind that Matlock were playing Warrington. It was just like, wow, that's a massive game. But when I look at it, I think, you know, if Warrington were, say they won 75 points and guaranteed third place, you would maybe think the players would have one eye on that playoff semi-final. But they have to win this game, which makes it a very, very dangerous game for Matlock. And it wouldn't shock me if Warrington went there and got a result. And then you look at, you know, what happens with Bamber Bridge. It's a very winnable game they've got, we have to say, against Nantwich at home as well. So it wouldn't shock me if Bamber Bridge were to sneak in there at the last minute. I think Scarborough will beat Radcliffe, and then it's just down to what happens at Matlock Warrington.
Just to be clear as well, we mentioned how we can't really interview Steve Cunningham at the minute at Buxton because it's not been officially confirmed yet. Whitby still have a chance, incidentally. It's a tall ask, but they do have a chance of getting in the playoffs themselves. They need both Bamber Bridge and Matlock to get beat. They need Matlock to get beat by a significant margin, and Whitby have to beat Gainsborough Trinity by an equally significant margin. We worked out a 7-0 defeat for Matlock and a 7-0 win for Whitby would do it, as long as Bamber Bridge get beat as well. So, yeah.
Straightforward, I would say.
It is straightforward. In fact, I was about to say we've seen stranger things happen. I don't think we actually have ever seen something that strange happen. But a big good luck to Whitby as well, because they're still involved in this. Now, that's the playoff permutations. We will be covering off the semi-finals early next week on the monthly review show, Matt. But what's your thoughts on how this is going to look this fall on Tuesday?
Well, like I say, I think it's a really strong four, no matter who's in there. I've seen Bamber Bridge on a couple of occasions this season and always been impressed with them. In fact, I've seen all five sides at various points. Again, I will say, the big thing for South Shields is their psychological reaction to not winning the title. You know, they can't afford to feel sorry for themselves. They have to take confidence by the fact that because they are at home where they do have such a good record, because they are at home where there is likely to be a crowd of, I would imagine, near 3,000, if not over, they have made a bit of a fortress out of that ground this season. So they have to take confidence from that. I think I'm right in saying, and I could be wrong, and I apologise if I am, the four clubs below them, they have beaten them all at home this season, which I realise manager talk will suggest means little when it comes to a playoff. I've heard that many times. But there was one other thing that kind of came up in my mind as well, which was when we had that ridiculous super playoff scenario a couple of years ago, we did play Warrington in the final. Which was really interesting. Obviously, Warrington beat them before losing against Kingsley.
It was Kingsley.
Yeah. So I would make South Shields favourite, but I think any of those sides below them would cause them severe problems. And as I say, a lot does depend on the psychological reaction to the blow of not winning the title.
A big good luck to the four sides who are still up in the air when it comes to the playoffs and where they're going to finish: Warrington Town, Scarborough Athletic, Matlock Town and Bamber Bridge, as well as Whitby Town, of course. That's pretty much it with regards to the really crucial matches. Witten Albion and Basford United do go head-to-head on Saturday. However, Basford are now 5 points clear and can't be caught. And their points per game tally, as we discussed earlier with James, is way up on the other divisions.
I don't mind saying that I'm disappointed to see Witten go, because, you know, I've seen them a couple of times this season and I think they're better than what the... I mean, people will say the league table doesn't lie, but I think they are a better side than what the league position does suggest. But ultimately, if you're going to, you know, concede 78 goals, it's not going to be enough to keep you up. I do have a bit of an affection for Witten, because the first game I ever reported on as a reporter was at Wyncham Park, and, you know, I'm good mates with Simo as well, who obviously holds a club in high regard, and it's very disappointing to see them relegated, but I'm sure they'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to be clear, I've said that, I put this on record before, I would like no relegation. I'd just like this league expanding every single year until we get to a point where we've got 100 sides having to play each other every day of the week. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Maybe not. By the way, commiserations to Witten Albion and Grantham Town. Big congratulations, though, to Basford United. So, the other matches this weekend: Atherton Coles against Morpeth Town, FC United taking on Hyde United in a bit of a local derby there in North Manchester, Micklover hosting Lancaster City, Stafford Rangers hosting Ashton United, and might as well throw in the Stalybridge Celtic versus Buxton game as well, with not much riding on that one. Everyone enjoy themselves. That's what we have to say, Mark, isn't it? On the last day of the season, there's not much riding on these matches we just mentioned there. Just enjoy yourselves. Have fun in the sun.
Yeah, just go and, you know, appreciate the fact that we've got a full season completed. So for the first time in, 3 years or whatever it is. Like I said, it's been a long season. And obviously several of our clubs have done very well. Several MPL clubs have done very well in other competitions, which has been great to see. It has been a good season. It's been a good title race. And I still think we have, whatever happens, three very interesting ties in the playoffs to come. I think from North East's point of view, obviously, you know, you mentioned Morpeth Town there. If you'd have told me at the end of September, Morpeth Town would be sat in ninth and still had a chance of the playoffs with just 2 weeks of the season left, I think I would have laughed at you, because I don't think they won a game for the first 9 or 10. So they've done well to get to where they are. They've had two good cup runs in the FA Cup and Trophy, and there's a big summer ahead at the club.
Yeah, and just to touch upon the North East, we have to mention what's gone on in the East Division. Liversedge and Mash United going head-to-head. Just in the last couple of games or so, it's slipped away from Mash United. Liversedge with a far superior goal difference heading into the final round of matches in the East Division. So Mash United, guaranteed home advantage. It's kind of what we said about South Shields, though. It's about Mask picking themselves up now, getting ready for Tuesday night.
It is, and you know what, such as the dominance that those two sides have had on the division. Mask have only lost 4 games all season in the league, and they're finishing second to a team that have only lost once, which is just incredible. Now, I was at the game between them last Saturday, and Liversedge were worthy winners. But I don't feel as if that game was a true representation of the standard that has been produced by Mask this season. They were very much under par. I don't think there was as much between the two sides as 2 goals suggests. But again, and as you say there, it's the reaction now for Mask. From a North East point of view, these playoffs are looking very interesting. Because
I was going to say, you've got Stockton and Shildon in there as well. How do you cover this?
Well, that's a good question itself. But I mean, the thing is, as well, you could end up with a bit of a derby, because if Shildon were to leapfrog Stockton, all of a sudden we've got Mask against Stockton in the semi-final of the playoffs, which it's not so long ago that those two clubs met each other in the semi-final of the FA Vars. So there's a good rivalry there. A lot of the players know each other, and the two managers certainly know each other and indeed played alongside each other. So it's going to be an interesting one. And we shouldn't forget as well that the NPL's newest club is from the North East as well, with North Shields coming.
Yeah, just to get your view on that as well, because we will be catching up with North Shields in the month of May when we do our Welcome to the NPL shows. But, I mean, this is the pyramid in action here, isn't it? some strong clubs joining Step 4, and ordinarily, like what might happen here, the team coming up from Step 5 from the North East into Step 4 does pretty well the following year or the next couple of years after. So what's your hopes for North Shields?
Well, I've watched a lot of North Shields this season. The thing that I like about North Shields is that they're not one of these Northern League clubs that's come up with a big budget. They're maybe a little bit like Dunstan, where Dunstan have come up in that East Division. They haven't laid out a lot of money in the first couple of years in the division. They've kind of given players a chance. The difference with North Shields is they've got a lot of good young players who I think will enjoy life at a higher level. Produced an unbelievable season, 4 defeats in 37 games. They finish off this season, the season on Saturday at West Auckland Town. They need to strengthen. They know they need to strengthen. They'll probably need 3 or 4 players with experience of Step 4 football or higher. But they'll be a good addition to that East Division. Do I think they'll do what Shildon and Stockton have done in the first season? If I'm honest, no, not at the moment. But I certainly think they could establish themselves in there. And I wrote something for the Sunderland Echo up here a few months back, actually, saying that in future I can see the East Division becoming somewhere where Northern League clubs, rather than going through, as you know, your Spenny Moors and Darlings have done, or Step 4, I should say, it may well be where they just have to establish themselves and get used to the additional travel, the additional cost, and the increase in standard as well, before looking to go again if the investment is there. So, you know, North Shields could come up. It's not beyond the realms of possibility another club could come up once I get my head around that interleague playoff situation, however that works. So we could see Consett coming up as well. And if that happens, then, you know, there is a scenario where we could end up with, I'm trying to work it out now, if Cleethorpes were to win the playoffs, you'd have Mass, Stockton, Shildon, Dunstan, Hebburn, and then the two new ones coming up. So that's quite a significant North East representation. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, I know Shields know that, but I think they've got enough talent in that squad and enough contacts to bring in players that will help them adjust at that level. So they'll be one to watch next season.
Now, Matt, just before you go, just a quick plug for your work, because obviously there's a big... Whoever finishes fifth in the NPL, there's a big playoff semi-final on Tuesday night. I'm assuming there's going to be plenty of coverage of that in the papers you cover. So how could people keep across it all in the coming days and week?
Yeah, and I've already confirmed I'll be at that game as well. So looking forward to a busy First Cloud Arena or Mariners Park in Old Money. Yeah, so on Twitter, at @MarkCruthers_, there'll be a few pieces in this weekend's non-league paper, one with Stockton manager Michael Dunwell looking at their achievements in the first season at Step 4, one with Gateshead just looking at their push for the title in the National League North, and one conveniently looking at the playoff picture in the Premier Division of the Northern Premier League. So, but that one obviously can't be done until 5 o'clock on Saturday. So that's the rush against deadline.
Well, good luck with that rush. And Matt, just before you go, plug for your Twitter feed and then I'll let you go on your merry way.
Yeah, it's @MarkCruthers_. Happy to chat with anyone about all things non-league on there.
And a big thank you to Matt Carruthers for joining us on this week's Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition. We'll be back early next week with our monthly review show. But in the meantime, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'll be Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.